What does the holy mountain signify? Question number 163. In dealing with the various prophecies, the shepherd's rod consistently applies the term, the holy mountain, to Jerusalem, the church, whereas it applies the term, the glorious holy mountain, Daniel 11:45, to Mount Sinai. What reason do you give for the sidestepping, as it were, from the rule? Answer. The phrase, the glorious holy mountain, cannot designate the church, for the context of the verse does not support the notion. On the contrary, it clearly shows that the king of the north is to go forth from the glorious land, Palestine, and plant his tabernacles in the glorious holy mountain, while other scriptures show that the Lord is to return to the glorious land and plant his tabernacles in Zion, the holy mountain. Zechariah 1:16, chapter 2:10 through 13, chapter 8:3. So, since both tabernacles cannot be in the same place, and since the Lord's is to be in Jerusalem, obviously, therefore, the glorious holy mountain, where the king of the north is to plant his, must be elsewhere,